the Pacific Spaceball Radio Network on radio.dominican.edu. It's time for Pacific Spaceball Insider with your host, Hunter Horenstein.
Oh, good morning, Pacifics fans. Friday, you did it again. You are one step closer to the weekend. Welcome to the show. Welcome to PBI. Thank you for tuning in, however you may be listening to, whether that be on your smartphone, whether that be online at radio.dominican.edu, the official flagship station of Pacifics Baseball. All 42 home games this summer over at Albert Park, which, by the way, is looking beautiful. The new nylon netting has been put in. The locker rooms have been stained, and not the bad stained. I'm talking about the furnishing on the wood on the new cabinet grade lockers. Those are looking fantastic. Myself, Matt Doherty, one of our liaisons, he kind of helps the Pacifics and the Albert Park renovation project coincide and work hand in hand, and he's got a lot on his plate, but he took some time out of his busy schedule this past week, and he hand stained those cabinets, along with a couple of our interns, Joey Fox being one of them. Those guys did a fantastic job. Were able to get out of the office for a couple of hours and just get stuff done. And they did a fantastic job. The dugouts have been expanded. The fencing has gone up. Albert Park looking beautiful. And speaking of Albert Park, also, we want to tell our fans that we have a community outreach day, a community day in which the Pacifics and the Sanderfeld community are going to be holding an Albert Park cleanup day. That's going to be May 27th, so not this weekend, but next, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come on out to Albert Park down off of 2nd Street, excuse me, A Street off of by Anderson. That's by the Safeway in downtown San Rafael. Come on down. We'll have materials for you. We need help pretty much doing any little thing that can help spruce up the ballpark. We've done a fantastic job already, but you know, with the days coming counting down and getting closer to opening day, I think we're under the 20 game or 20 day mark now at this point. I think it's 17 days. We'll get a official countdown going at the end of the show. But come on down and help out the staff, the grounds crew, anybody down there over at Albert Park is more than welcome to help out. We've got materials for you, and we've got a free lunch. Lunch is on the Pacifics. So if you want a free lunch and you want to help out your Sanderfeld Pacifics, again, your team, your guys, your ballpark, if you guys want to help them out, come on down. May 27th between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. we'll be down there. We're giving it a little bit of a facelift also, not just for the Pacifics, but for the community as well. This is something that, you know, MCAL is going to be able to use in high school baseball. Those senior leagues are going to be able to use. This is something for the city of San Rafael. So why don't you come on down, help us out. We just need, you know, little nitpicky stuff. Painting, field work, hanging signs, repairing, just general cleaning of Albert Park. And get that ready to go for June 4th, opening day, which is sold out, by the way. The only way you can get into that game now is if you go ahead and buy your season pass. PacificsBaseball.com, season passes, or the 20-game mini plans. We have 10 and 20 games. The 20 games will get you in to opening day as well, but a great turnout so far for as far as tickets sold for opening day. I think everyone's pretty excited about that. I think that might be an understatement, if anything, to be perfectly honest. But we're in the process of adding a couple more seats because guess what? You guys continue to come on out to the ballpark and continue to come on out and buy those tickets. So we want to help and try to accommodate everybody. It's going to be a packed crowd though for sure. So if you're planning on coming to opening day and you have your ticket, I would strongly recommend coming in a little bit early, maybe help get yourself some parking, and that way, you know, you don't miss that first pitch or any of the pregame festivities that are going to happen. Of course, we're unveiling the new ballpark. We're unveiling the team. It's going to be a lot of fun, but definitely it will be packed. It will be crowded. So come on out, but make sure you plan accordingly because we don't want anybody left out there out in the cold while we're enjoying ourselves some San Rafael Pacifics baseball on June 4th against the Sonoma County Grapes. Shout out to some of those fans that are listening. I know a couple of their players might be listening as well, hitting us up on Twitter and letting us know. But shout out to you guys. Thanks for tuning in to PBI, Pacifics Baseball Insider. That's going to be your one-stop shop pretty much to get all the exclusive access to Pacific's baseball. We're talking stuff from the manager's office to the front office to just the fans on the street. Today we're going to go into the broadcast booth. I've got Stuart Horn, who is a Pacific's broadcaster. He's going to be doing play-by-play for the team, and he's also a local professor over at Dominican University. He's going to be live in studio. We're going to talk a little bit about what he's looking forward to calling those games, all 42 home games, and then maybe next week we'll get, who knows, maybe even the mayor of San Rafael. You never know. Anywho, if you want to contact the show, hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Pacifics Baseball Insider Radio. We got a page for you to like. Go ahead and like us. Stay up to date on everything that's going on with the Pacifics as far as the radio is concerned. Also, you can hit us up on Twitter, like I mentioned. We are live right now on Twitter at @PBI_radio. That is our handle if you want to get in touch with us. And just be sure to include that hashtag PBI and the hashtag do the wave as well. We're trying to get those things trending, at least in the San Rafael area. All right, fans. Again, my name is Hunter Hornstein. I'm the community outreach coordinator with the team. I also handle a lot of donation items and some of the media stuff as well. And the host of Pacific's Baseball Insider. I'm really happy that you guys are along for the ride. Again, we've got, what, 2 weeks to go? Less than 2 weeks to go before opening day. And I don't know about you, but I'm pretty excited. And I think the fans are as well. We've got a huge new shipment of bats, helmets, catcher's gear. Stuff is starting to come on into the office. And I'll tell you what, besides the inventory, it's really fun to kind of see all that stuff coming in and knowing that that's going to be, you know, those are the helmets that our players are going to be using or our coaches are going to be using. The bats came in. New shipment. Obviously, we mentioned last week that Suboy spikes came in. I think his bats came in as well. There's some Japanese writing on them. So a lot of exciting stuff going around the office. Speaking of new stuff, hats as well. I want to touch this really quickly. Those team-issued hats, they are a flex-fitted hat. So they're kind of like the new era hats that the Major League ball players will wear, like you see over at the Coliseum or AT&T Park. But they're flex-fitted, which means that, you know, if you have a smaller head, you're going to either wear small/medium, and it'll fit to your head, and you'll be fine. You don't have to go and measure your head out and get 7 1/4 or whatever. That stuff, frankly, really confuses me. But those hats are in. They're nice and black, or not black, but navy blue, dark blue, with the SR logo. You got a little wave in there as well. They're raised, a little white border on the edge of it. It's actually a really, really slick-looking hat. I implore you to go get one. Make sure you wear those. Those are the team-issued ones. So those are the same ones that our ball player is going to be wearing, not at spring training, but if they make the club, the big club, talking about the Pacifics, they will be wearing those on the field. So you can just be like a Pacifics player and wear those. Those will be available online at pacificsbaseball.com. Go to our online shop and go ahead and get yours. One more note to hit you guys, host families. If you guys are interested in having a Pacifics player stay with you for spring training or for the regular season, and honestly, why wouldn't you? Especially if you've got a son or a daughter at home who's really into baseball and would like to also, you know, get firsthand experience of what a perfect role model looks like. I would implore you to go to info@pacificsbaseball.com, email them, email the team, and let us know that you're, you know, want to host a Pacifics player. We'd really appreciate that. That's something that we feel is one of those experiences that you'll never really, you know, you won't have it anywhere else. You know, a professional ball player, they're all very nice guys. They're hardworking guys as well. So if you're a parent, you're looking for a good role model, again, I would implore you to look into that. Also, they're not going to be around a whole lot. When they are, they're going to be at the ballpark. They'll just come home, go to sleep, maybe have a nice home-cooked meal, and then they got to go to Hawaii. I know, their life is terrible. They're going to Hawaii for about 3 weeks this summer. That'll do it, though, for our little news and notes. Threw a lot out at you. If you want in more information, you can always email me, hunter@pacificsbaseball.com. You can also email the Pacifics info@pacificsbaseball.com, just or visit pacificsbaseball.com and get all your up-to-date information there. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, you know those. Get dialed in. When we come back, Stuart Horn is live in studio. He's a Pacifics broadcaster and a local professor over at Dominican University. He'll be live in studio joining me here on PBI, so you don't want to miss that. All that and more, taking you all the way up to 9:30 today on Friday, May 18th. There you go. PBI live online at radio.dominican.edu, the official flagship station of Pacific's baseball. I'm Hunter Hornstein, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the radio home of San Rafael Pacifics Baseball, radio.dominican.edu.
The San Rafael Pacifics Baseball Club begin their season on June 4th, 2012, and we know you'll want to be there. Reserve your opening day seat by purchasing a 2012 Pacifics season pass. With packages starting as low as $378, you can see all 42 home games this season, making sure you don't miss a single pitch. Just log on to pacificsbaseball.com to do the wave and get your 2012 season pass today. Hi fans, Stuart Horn, the voice of the San Rafael Pacifics Baseball Club. You know, putting a team on the field requires a ton of hard work and dedication from a lot of people. Today, I'd like to remind you to visit our sponsors. These are the guys who really help us make it happen. When you stop by their shops and mention the Pacifics, you're saying thanks for helping make the dream of affordable family entertainment right here in San Rafael a reality. And this is professional baseball, played by the superstars of tomorrow, right here in our own backyard. So please support the sponsors of the Pacifics. Because of them, dreams really do come true. Hey Pacifics fans, join Hunter Horenstein every Friday morning at 9 a.m. for Pacifics Baseball Insider. The weekly Pacifics talk show, also known as PBI, will take you inside the locker room. You'll hear from everyone, from the front office members all the way to the fans on the street. Pacifics Baseball Insider, your access to Pacifics Baseball 2012, only on the Pacifics Baseball Network, worldwide, radio.dominican.edu. Hi fans, the San Rafael Pacifics are excited to introduce 10 and 20 game Mini of Marin mini ticket plans. This is a great opportunity for you to get some tickets to some of the team's best promotional nights. Mini of Marin plans are available for general admission grandstands, grandstand reserve, or the Pacifics dugout club. These plans of pre-selected games are on sale now at pacificsbaseball.com and start as low as $100. Get yours today. We'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to the program. PBI, Hunter Hornstein with you. Pacifics Baseball Insider on the flagship station for Pacifics Baseball, radio.dominican.edu, giving you all 42 home games this summer from Albert Park live, and going to be great baseball. All right, well, we're back here in the studio, back here at beautiful Dominican University of California. I'm joined by Stuart Horn, who is a broadcaster for the Pacifics. Stu, first of all, thank you for being here. Really appreciate your time.
This is great. I'm excited to be here. First appearance on PBI. Now, I want to just clarify one thing with you, Hunter. On the way in, I was listening on my smartphone, and I heard that you said opening night is sold out unless fans can purchase a Mini of Marin ticket plan, either the 10 or 20. Did I get that right?
Yeah, if you buy the 10, you're going to get a ticket to the 5th, so the second game.
Okay.
If you buy a 20, you're going to get the home.
Okay. That's what I wanted clarification on.
Yeah.
So.
No. We're having a lot of people coming out to that ball game. We are almost to capacity.
Yeah.
And it's not that that's a bad thing by any stretch of the imagination, but we're really excited about that. And they're going to be, I think, I don't want to say for sure, but there might be a limited number of tickets released day of as well that you can buy at the ballpark. But nevertheless, I would suggest getting your either your season pass or your mini plan pass if you want to go see opening day and pretty much witness history.
No question about it.
Absolutely.
And the only way you can do it now, the Mini of Marin 20-game package.
Courtesy of Mini of Marin, obviously those Mini Coopers, Mini Plans. There you go.
17 days to go, Hunter.
Yeah. No, we are counting down. It is getting there.
Yeah.
I think if you asked any of the players, they're ready to go. Met with some of them yesterday, and they are never seen somebody chomp at the bit more than a Mr. Steven Detweiler.
Oh, he's got to be going crazy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All of the players have got to be really excited. I heard you mention that some of the gear had come into the main offices, and you were saying something about Tomochika Tsuboi's bats coming in with Japanese writing on them. Yeah, that must be kind of exciting.
Yeah, his bats, I think they're his bats. I'm assuming just because of the Japanese writing on the packaging. Also, uh-huh. his cleats came in. They look very fast, by the way.
Uh-huh.
A really exciting time, though, in the Pacific's front office. Stu, you're a radio broadcaster here at Dominican. You do a lot of the athletic events as well. You're a professor here. You're also now the play-by-play voice of the San Rafael Pacifics, but you're also a local guy. And tell me, you know, you've been around this area. You grew up in this area.
Yes.
You a sports fan growing up, a Bay Area sports fan, not just at the professional level, but the collegiate level, independent level?
You know, mostly just professional. In fact, in my I was born here at Marin General, but in my kindergarten class photo, I'm wearing a Giants shirt. My mother happened to point that out to me just a couple of weeks ago, that she was going through one of my old scrapbooks, and there I am, wearing a Giants shirt. So, you know, I remember Mike Lacoste, I'll tell you that, our pitching coach for the Pacifics, I might add. And but yeah, just a professional guy along the way. Not much a collegiate fan until I got here to Dominican in 2000, where I've called since 2000, every home basketball game and volleyball game since then, over 800 separate games at the NC2A Penguin level. So it's been a good training ground and fed me perfectly into my relationship with the Pacifics.
Yeah, we mentioned, though, that you did call the DU Athletics, and you mentioned experience. How does that translate to the professional level? Being now, you know, there's no baseball team here at Dominican University.
Right.
However, you know, you have some experience doing some softball, obviously basketball and volleyball. But how does that experience take you to the Pacifics? And what's going to be some of those learning curves that you you're going to experience as you get into professional ball?
That's a good question. And the truth of the matter is, I really don't know what to expect as far as the professional game is concerned. I know it'll be faster. I know there will be more expectations, a lot more advertisers and so forth. But I got to say, we've got some great guys helping me in Theo Fightmaster and Mike Shapiro. Those are two of the big men over at the main offices. And those guys have sat me down several times and given me tons of great tips. Mike has 30 years in the business of producing radio and television sports broadcasting, and so he knows exactly what he's doing. Theo Fightmaster, who's not only a fine journalist, but also has done a lot of play-by-play with Sonoma State, also has a lot of good things to say, and over the summer, or over the last couple of months, those guys have really encouraged me to get out and call a lot of games for College of Marin, for San Rafael High, for Sonoma State. So I've got a lot of games under my belt the last couple of months, and I'm really looking forward to this next transition into pro ball.
Can you give us some insight, some of the listeners that will be tuning in? Obviously, not everybody's going to be able to make it out to the ballpark every day, which is nice about Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, now the official flagship station of Pacifics Baseball.
Right.
It is internet radio, so it's worldwide, all over the place. Anybody can listen. Can you give some insight as to what fans are going to get when they tune into a Pacifics broadcast, whether that be pregame shows, postgame shows, in-game interviews, postgame interviews, pregame interviews, anything that you could talk about, or is that all still in the works production and kind of feel it as you go?
No. It's absolutely not the works at all. We've got it nailed down now. So each show will begin with a pregame show, which actually this is one thing that we haven't nailed down 100%. But I think Hunter Hornstein is going to be host of the pregame to the pregame. That is, the pregame will consist of 2 1-half-hour segments. The first half hour will be Hunter Hornstein. The second half hour will consist of myself and Brian Sanchez, who is an intern from Dominican who's going to be working alongside me. That second half hour pregame will focus primarily on exactly what's going to be happening that day, who's pitching, the pitching matchups, any last minute changes to the lineup. It will also include the Mike Marshall Show, which will be a short segment with the skipper. Before every show, before every game, I should say. And it won't always be Mike Marshall, though it'll always be called the Mike Marshall Show. Sometimes we'll talk to Mike Lacoste. Sometimes we'll talk to Mike Shapiro. Sometimes we may even speak to Theo Fightmaster. But most of the time, it's going to be the Mike Marshall Show featuring Mike Marshall, our on-field manager.
And then you mentioned, though, that it's going to be 42 home games as well. What kind of are you ready to go for that summer? I mean, it's going to be bang, 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 one after another. Going to be some late nights at the ballpark. Is that what are some of the things you're looking forward to as far as that's concerned?
Look, I'm looking forward to all of that. 42 games. You know, when we initially started talking about this thing, there was up to 72 games that I would be working because initially we were hoping to broadcast all of the away games. However, not all of the teams have radio broadcast capabilities. So some of the games, some of the away games, we simply can't pick up the feed because there is no feed. So I was ready to go 72. 42 home games is something I'm really looking forward to. You know, the last 12 years of doing Penguin Ball, over 50 games, 50 basketball games a season, it's right in my wheelhouse.
And you mentioned some of the complications being you can't necessarily pick up the radio feed. What else? Obviously, there are going to be some growing pains in this.
Yeah.
Never attempted something like this before as a partnership with a university and a professional team. What are going to be some of those complications that you've not, I don't want to say complications because that has such a negative stigma, but what are going to be some of the growing pains, so to speak? I put that in air quotes.
Yeah.
Those growing pains that, you know, you're looking forward to working out and you're learning from ultimately.
You're absolutely right. And the last part of what you said really makes sense because I am looking forward to. There are a lot of unknowns. But I can tell you that Mike Shapiro, the guy with all this experience, he brings this breadth of knowledge to the thing, has been extremely patient. And I look forward to working with him. And I feel really confident that he is going to let those growing pains work themselves out, whatever they may be. There's things that we just can't anticipate at this point. We've tried to identify every potential problem, everything from, you know, electricity issues to Wi-Fi issues and so on and so forth. But right now, I feel very confident that every game is going to come off as smooth as silk. No problems at all.
I want to talk about that unique partnership with Dominican Now.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is something that has never been attempted before. And if you're new to this, fans, what Dominican and the Pacifics have done is they have partnered together. And this is the first time that pretty much a student-run program here at a school. Obviously, Stu Horn, you do a lot of work there. You're pretty much the overseer. This is your baby almost. This is the first time that a professional team and a university have partnered in this kind of capacity. What does that mean for you as far as you mentioned Brian Sanchez as one of your student interns? What does that mean for you when you have your guys, your kids, your students, guys that you're mentoring, that you stick by, that call games on the basketball sidelines with you? What does that mean for you when they get the opportunity, as exciting as an exclusive as this, not only as a fellow broadcaster, but as a teacher and a mentor to them?
Yeah, it's extremely gratifying, to tell you the truth. The people that are interning with the Pacifics from Dominican are really the cream of the crop. This is, as you mentioned, the very first time something like this has been done. And it's important that we put our best foot forward, Hunter Hornstein being one of them. And Brian Sanchez, another one. These guys are completely committed. If you listen to PBI every week, then you know how committed Hunter is to it. He's working with the Pacifics, seems like 24/7 now, as an intern. And while he gets a lot out of it, I'm speaking in third person since you're sitting right here, but since you get a lot out of it, this is invaluable for you. So as a mentor to you and to Brian and to the other students that are working for the Pacifics and will be, it's extremely gratifying, not just as a broadcaster, but as a teacher.
Absolutely. And I think the... You kind of mentioned into it as far as putting Dominican's best foot forward as a teacher at Dominican, as a professor. I don't want you to speak for anybody, but what's the general thought on the Dominican campus as far as their students and their representatives, their ambassadors, doing what they're doing with the Pacifics? How has that been received on campus?
Better than I could have imagined. When we had Brian Clark, who's the principal owner of the team, in studio last July, I believe. Was it last July? You were with me.
It was October, I believe.
Okay, October. I was only off
Close.
Like 3 months.
That's okay.
When he was here, though, we were talking a lot about Dominican's partnership with the team. And at that time, nothing was settled. But we were just sort of talking about it. And just by Brian coming to campus, the intensity really ramped up because people saw him there. People were asking, who is this guy? People heard him on the air. They heard the podcast that he did. And the interest really started to build really that day. That was the first time anybody had heard about the Pacifics in any sort of a formal way. And now, every day, students come to me and ask me about the team. I'm sure they do with you, too, especially since you're a front office representative. But the support around campus is huge among my colleagues, among the students, and staff here. Everybody wants to get in on it, and that's why I bring up, when I first came on the air with you this morning, the fact that opening night may very well be sold out, unless fans want to buy that 20-game Mini of Marin package.
Absolutely. 20 games and season passes still available. PacificsBaseball.com to go get yours, starting as low as $100 for those Mini of Marin plans. Last question for you, Stu. How many games do the Pacifics win this year?
The Pacifics are going to win 68 games this year. How's that?
Lock it in?
Putting
you on the spot now.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm going to go 68, and I'm going to throw a lead pipe on it.
There you go. 68 games in the win column for the Pacifics. You heard it from the voice of the Pacific, Stuart Horn. Stu, thanks a lot. We appreciate the time, and our fans cannot wait to hear you, Brian, and the rest of your radio team out of Albert Park. All 42 games broadcasted worldwide on radio.dominican.edu, the official flagship station of Pacifics baseball. Thanks a lot, Stu.
Thank you very much. And fans, don't forget, on opening night, if you can't get in, you can always listen to it on radio.dominican.edu. That is the home of San Rafael Pacifics baseball.
Absolutely. All right, fans, that was Stuart Horn. I want to thank him for coming on in. We're going to take our final timeout. When we come back, I'll let you know what we did yesterday in the community and what's going to happen in about 3 hours down in up the road a little bit in Nevada. You're listening to PBI. This is Pacifics Baseball Insider on the radio home of San Rafael Pacifics Baseball, radio.dominican.edu.
You're listening to the radio home of San Rafael Pacifics Baseball, radio.dominican.edu.
The San Rafael Pacifics Baseball Club begin their season on June 4th, 2012, and we know you'll want to be there. Reserve your opening day seat by purchasing a 2012 Pacifics season pass. With packages starting as low as $378, you can see all 42 home games this season, making sure you don't miss a single pitch. Just log on to PacificsBaseball.com to do the wave and get a 2012 season pass today. Hi fans, Stuart Horn, the voice of the San Rafael Pacifics Baseball Club. You know, putting a team on the field requires a ton of hard work and dedication from a lot of people. Today, I'd like to remind you to visit our sponsors. These are the guys who really help us make it happen. When you stop by their shops and mention the Pacifics, you're saying thanks for helping make the dream of affordable family entertainment right here in San Rafael a reality. And this is professional baseball, played by the superstars of tomorrow, right here in our own backyard. So please support the sponsors of the Pacifics. Because of them, dreams really do come true. Hey, Pacifics fans, join Hunter Horenstein every Friday morning at 9 a.m. for Pacifics Baseball Insider. The weekly Pacifics talk show, also known as PBI, will take you inside the locker room. You'll hear from everyone, from the front office members all the way to the fans on the street. Pacifics Baseball Insider, your access to Pacifics Baseball 2012, only on the Pacifics Baseball Network, worldwide, radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Hunter Horenstein, PBI, Pacifics Baseball Insider. Last minute of the show before we get you on out of here to enjoy your weekend on this beautiful Friday. I mean, we have been blessed, I think, with 4 weeks in a row. Ever since the show started, 4 weeks in a row, 5 weeks now, of just beautiful weather here in the Bay Area. Awesome. Must be baseball season. That you listen to Stuart Horn before we went to a break, he's the play-by-play guy for the Pacifics. He's going to be calling all those games out. 42 home games, Albert Park, worldwide on radio.dominican.edu, the official flagship station of Pacifics baseball. Yesterday, we were at the Bank of Marin in San Rafael. We had Vinny Pacetti, Steve Detweiler, and Eric LeBaron out there. We handed out free churros, and along with the staff of the Bank of Marin, who were all sporting Pacific shirts. It was awesome. We had a little raffle there as well. It was a great turnout. Got rid of all this free food. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. And we're going to do it again today in Novato up the street. Chase Fontaine will be there, middle infielder for the Pacifics. Eric LeBaron will be back. He's a pitcher. And then outfielder Zach Pace will be out there as well. And guess what? So will the Drake. Sir Francis will be out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And hopefully, if you guys are in the area, come on by. I don't know. I believe they're going to give out free food. We've got ticket information for you, as well as pocket schedules. You can get some autographs, take some pictures. It's just going to be a fun, fun time from 12 to 1. That's at the Bank of Marin in Novato. All right, fans. It's been another fantastic show. Thank you for all of you for joining me again. Really appreciate it. And when we come back, it'll be, what, a week to go. Oh, man, that's a scary thought. Pacifics baseball is literally just around the corner, and you're going to hear every single minute of it on radio.dominican.edu, the official flagship station of Pacifics baseball. Again, my name's Hunter Hornstein. You want to contact me? Hunter@pacificsbaseball.com. Shoot me an email with all your questions or concerns. I'll be happy to help you out. Remember to follow us on Twitter, PBI_radio, and on Facebook as well, Pacifics Baseball Insider Radio. Go ahead and like us. Stay up to the minute on everything PBI. This has been Pacifics Baseball Insider. My name's Hunter Hornstein. Everyone have a great weekend, and we'll hear you next Friday on the radio home of Pacifics Baseball, radio.dominican.edu.